This is Gunnar Madsen. Old Mr. Macklehackle had a hen that wouldn't cackle unless she could listen to Tell Us a Tale with Peter Jones.
Old Mr. Macklehackle had a hen that wouldn't cackle. Oh, no. Oh, no. He took the hen to Dr. Boyce, the doctor.
Peter Jones, and you are indeed listening to Tell Us a Tale, where Jen Hoffman and I are going to tell you a couple of stories with two of our favorite themes, animals and music. We're going to start with a jazz-inspired Hip Cat by Jonathan London, and that's published by Chronicle Books.
He was a hip cat, a hip cat. A cool cat living all alone in a riverside shack. Ooby-Doo John, the sax man, scat man, the cool cat man. One day he said to himself, all I wanna do is to make jazz music. So he picked up his sax, what his friends called his axe, and tipped his beret and said, scat cat, go, hip cat daddy-o's got a horn to blow. And that scat cat, he hopped on the night train, the faster than light train, and in no time he came to a city by a bay. It was a rebop, bebop city, a bongo congo, roller coaster jazz in your bones city. Hip cat moseyed along, singing a song, swinging his sax. He slipped into Minnie's can-do on Fillmore and said, sweet Minnie, I wanna blow my horn. Big Max the Manx Cat was reading poetry at the mic, stomping the floor to the rhythm of his words. And when he was true, our hip cat hero with a horn to blow blew. His sax bobbed and swung, screeched and skunked, purred and barked. The cats in the club said, "Go, cat, go!" And Hip Cat wailed into that horn. He wailed his song of longing, his song of joy, his song of loneliness and looniness. And the crowd went crazy. The joint was jumping, toes tapping, and cats bopping, chairs dancing, and shadows hopping. Still tapping his toes and bobbing his head, Hip Cat stopped blowing and started ooby doing instead. Ooby dooey blah blah, wah so wah bee papa wah wah bling blam blam, shooby wah diddy, my cat is a kitty. His new fans loved him, and many hugged him. He was a bad cat, a mad cat, a rad cat. But many could only pay him with peanuts. Now he was a penniless hip cat daddy-o, with a tale to tell and a tale to wail. He hit all the jazz joints in town, looking for a gig that would pay the rent. He was getting tired of living in a tent. But the joints were owned by the top dogs. If cats wanted to make it, they couldn't fake it. He said, if dogs can roam free, why not me? So Ubidu played his sax under the bridges. He played in the fog, and he played on the ridges. He played all day, and he played all night. He played for no pay, but he kept up the fight. But he had to eat, and there was no money in sight. So he played his sax at all the tourist traps. Tourist with cameras tossed coins in his cap. Then he became a short order cook at the doggy diner. But he knew he could do something a whole lot finer. One night, he slipped back into Minnie's can too. Minnie said, "Ooby-doo, how you do?" Ooby-doo said, "I'm feeling kinda blue." Minnie said, "Sing it, you can do." Big Max and some Minx cats and cats in Minx were jamming on their axes, playing some licks. They said, "Who that cat? The cat from the sticks." Then they remembered and shouted, "Ooby-doo, do what you do, let the cats out of the zoo." So he blew his horn, all bluesy and forlorn. Then he started singing better than ever, remembering the river where he was born. "Ooby-doo-ee blah blah blah, so a bebop a wama bing bang blam, shoo-bye wah diddy, my cat is a kitty. Ooby doo e blah." Then Ooby doo blew everybody away with his horn. And pretty soon word got round, even the top dogs paid top dollar for Ooby doo to wail at all the clubs. He played in the hungry eye, he played in the hungry you, he played in the purple onion, and when he was true, the crowds went hog wild. Now wherever he went in style. He tore down his tent and paid the rent. He ate tall ice creams and paid all his bills. They called him a jazz magician, a great musician, and a poet of the blues. And when he rode the cable cars over the hills, his feet flew out in his shiny new shoes. Ooby-doo shouted, Do what you love to do, and do it well. He was a hip cat daddy-o with a tale to tell. He told it with his music and his ooby-doo. Wah diddy wah shooby wah dee. My cat is a kitty, and we play all day. Even the fat cat on the river rat back home listen to his music on the radio. They called him One Cool Daddy-o. He was a hip cat, a cool cat, a bad mad rat cat. Ooby-Doo Joan, the sax man, scat man, the long sleek cat man. Ooh.
Well, little lady, let me elucidate here. Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Tell me, everybody's picking up on that feline beat, 'cause everything else is obsolete. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born
every time he plays.
But with a square in the act, you can set music back
to the caveman days of jumbles.
I've heard some corny birds who tried to sing.
Still, a cat's the only cat who knows how to swing.
Who wants to dick, long head dick, stuff like that?
When everybody wants to be a cat, a square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays. Oh, a rinky tinky dinky with a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days.
Oh, a rinky tinky tinky.
Yes, everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where he's at. When playing jazz, you always has a welcome mat, 'cause everybody digs a swinging cat.
Disney Aristocats soundtrack, that was Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. You're listening to Tell Us a Tale. We are telling you a couple of stories with two of our all-time favorite themes, animals and music. And the next one is a classic from the Brothers Grimm called The Bremen Town Musicians, adapted by Janet Stevens, and that's published by Holiday House.
Once upon a time, there lived a donkey who was old and tired. He could no longer carry heavy loads to the mill.
I'm so weak. I know that my master will soon get rid of me. Hee-haw, hee-haw, I'm gonna run away. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Well, the donkey hobbled out of town as fast as his bony legs would go.
I need to find a new career. A lute player doesn't have to be strong. I'll go to Bremen and become the town musician.
Well, a little while later, the donkey stumbled over an old hound in the road who was gasping for breath.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I'm so old and tired. I can't hunt anymore. My master wanted to do away with me, so I left. Here I am with no money or food.
Cheer up. Why don't you join me? I'm traveling to Bremen to play as the town musician. Will you come? I'll play the lute and you the kettle drum. We'll make a fine Bremen town band.
Yes, I'll go.
So the two of them hobbled off down the road. And after they had walked a few miles, which took a very long time, as you can imagine, the donkey and the hound met a cat. She looked scraggly and bedraggly and most upset.
What's your problem, old cat? What's your problem?
My time is almost up. My teeth are gone, and I can't catch mice. Meow. My mistress was about to drown me, so I ran away. Now here I lie, hungry and penniless.
Come with us.
We are traveling to Bremen to be town musicians.
We'll sound nice in our band.
Come on.
And the three animals set off down the road. Well, they had not traveled far when they heard a rooster crowing.
Why does your crow sound so sad?
I'm very old. My master wants rooster soup for his dinner. Tonight he plans to cook me cock-a-doodle-doo.
Meow. Don't worry, old rooster. Come join our band.
We're gonna go to Bremen to become town musicians.
Your cock-a-doodle-doo would add fine high notes to our music.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, anything's better than the soup pot.
He flew down from his perch and joined the travelers.
Come on.
And so the four animals continued down the road to Bremen. Their bones creaked and their muscles ached as they shuffled along. And by nightfall, they had not reached the town.
I'm so tired, I could sleep standing up.
I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse.
Perhaps we should stop for the night.
Yeah,
the ground is hard on my brittle old bones.
Okay, but where?
Well, look out there. There's a light. It's a farmhouse. Well, why don't we stop at the house and look for a comfortable bed and something to eat?
Good idea. Let's go.
Well, they all agreed that this was a good idea, and they limped toward the flickering light. When the four arrived at the house, the donkey peeked through the window.
What do you see, donkey?
I see a glorious table laden with fine food and drink, but I also see robbers that are eating the feast. Oh, how I wish that supper were ours.
Me too.
Quiet. Let's think of a plan to drive those robbers away.
So the animals talked late into the night, and finally they came up with an idea. First the donkey stood on his hind legs. Then the hound slowly crawled up onto his back. The cat struggled to balance on top of the dog, and the rooster flew up and landed on the cat's head. They looked in the window and began to perform their music. Well, at that moment, the stack of animals teetered and tottered and fell forward, crashing through the window.
Yikes!
A ghost!
Let's get out of here!
Go, fish, fish, run!
And they ran away deep into the forest.
Let's eat.
I want that beef bowl.
Where's the milk?
Duck-a-doodle-doo, that corn looks good. Duck-a-doodle-doo. I'm full.
Oh, I'm ready for bed. That's a very warm hearth over there. That's mine. I call it. That's mine.
Okay, I'm tired too. I'm gonna go on the mat behind that door.
I'll make a bed out of straw in the yard.
I'll sleep on the roof.
Well, the animals then fell asleep as the fire died out. Far away, the robbers could see that the house was dark.
The ghost has got to be gone by now.
Let's go back and finish our dinner.
But what if the ghost is only asleep? You go.
No.
You go.
Man, oh, me? Why me?
Because you're the oldest and you're the best.
And you're the smartest.
Oh, yeah, that... Yeah, you're the smartest.
Yeah, you're the smartest. Yeah,
I guess so. Is the house over that way?
Yeah, it's over that way.
There you go, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All righty.
Well, the men decided to send the first robber ahead to see if the ghost was still there.
He crept up the road to the house here.
And tiptoed through the door and into the kitchen.
Let's see if I
can. It was cold and dark, so he lit a candle. And then, mistaking the gleaming eyes of the cat for hot coals, he knelt down to light them.
I'll just light it a little bit.
The cat scratched and spit. The robber fell back and landed on the dog, who promptly bit his leg. The robber dashed out the door and tripped over the donkey, who kicked him hard. The cock swooped down, screeching,
"Cock-a-doodle-doo! Cock-a-doodle-doo!"
This house is really haunted. I gotta go back and tell the others. A terrible witch has taken over the house.
Huh?
She spat in my face and then scratched me with her horrible long claws.
Yeah.
As I got out the door, a ghost stabbed me in the leg with a knife in the yard. And then a big, scary, dark monster hit me with a club. Well, up on the roof, a judge screamed, "Bring the rogue to me! Bring the rogue to me!" We can't return to that dreadful haunted house. Let's get out of here. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay,
yeah,
bye.
All right, let's go.
Fast.
Well, the robbers didn't go back, and that suited the four friends just fine. Even though they never reached Bremen to become town musicians, they lived out their remaining years in peace and happiness.
Thank you.
Maria Muldaur's album On the Sunny Side. That was Side by Side. Well, we're going to close out this half hour with a live tune, or some of it anyway, from our friends Jan Smith, Jeff Vogelzang, Tom Prout, and Gerald Soriano as they perform Old MacDonald. So we'll see you again soon, right here on Tell Us a Tale. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.